Good morning and welcome to chapel. Just a couple of brief announcements. First of all, please note in your folder, your bulletin for today, that due to my fat fingers, I accidentally hit a 9 instead of a 0 on the hymn at the, it should be hymn 250 at the end, verses 3 and 4. And then, as you'll note, today we are acknowledging anniversaries of service for people that have served here at the college. At the end of the service, there will be a reception following that in the Great Hall, and everyone is welcome to come and attend that as well. This morning, we are privileged to have Pastor Ken Schmidt with us from Bethany's Board of Regents. There's also a brief announcement from the Student Senate, from David Books.
Just briefly, I wanted to encourage you all to consider coming tonight to the in-depth lecture by Professor Harstad regarding polytheism in the Old Testament. It's bound to be a very interesting study, and what we should all take every opportunity we can to hear Professor Harstad speak in Hebrew. So consider coming tonight. This is something that Student Senate is really excited about, having these lectures, and once again, we encourage you to come. Thank you.
The text for meditation this morning is the gospel lesson that was appointed for this past Sunday, a portion thereof, Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through verse 11, as it's printed in your service folder. I would, however, like to add one verse to this, and that is the first verse of the lesson, verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And then we go on to verse 8 and following. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. So far the word of God. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our Savior, imagine that you just woke up. You just woke up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night. But it was so real. So real. You heard footsteps in back of you, and you started running and running Those footsteps kept up after you. Your feet got heavier as you got more and more tired from running. And all of a sudden it seemed like he was gonna get you. But you woke up, and it was all a bad dream. Just a bad dream. Too bad the same cannot be said about the devil and his temptations of us, that they are just a bad dream. Hardly. The temptations of Satan are real. They are not a bad dream, not something we imagine. That same old tempter that we heard about yesterday, who tempted Adam and Eve some 6,000 years ago, is still at it today, tempting you and me. And he never gives up. It doesn't make any difference whether you are a college student or a parent or a pastor or a professor. He's after each and every one of us. And it's not something we imagine. It's not just a bad dream. It's very real. That same old tempter came after Jesus here in our text. Jesus faced him not as true God, but as true man. And he faced him the same way you and I face him every day of our lives. As our Savior does that here in our text, he holds out to us two truths that we see here. First of all, Satan's attacks are very real, but also Satan's defeat is very real. We're not going to take a look at all the temptations that are cited here in this gospel lesson. To save some time, we'll just take a look at the last one, the one that's been quoted here as the text for today. Satan here comes to Jesus one last time, as it's recorded here in Scripture, at least in this incident. Takes Jesus to a high mountain, and then some supernatural way shows him all the realms and riches of the world. Satan offers to Jesus something he really does not have, and he also demands of Jesus something that he doesn't deserve. He tells Jesus, here, you can have the world, you can have all these kingdoms without a crown of thorns, without a cross of nails. You can have it all. It's all yours just for the bowing down to me. That's all you have to do. Nothing more. It's that easy. And one last time, we see Jesus facing temptation and sending Satan packing. He does that with the holy word of God. And Jesus tells Satan, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Times have not changed. Temptations have not changed. People have. We're different than the disciples and apostles were, but Satan's temptations haven't changed. He faces us with the same temptations that he faced Jesus with. Every time you and I are faced with that temptation to be like the world, to love the world, to kowtow to the world, instead of following God's word, we're faced with this temptation of Satan. Apostle John wrote, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. When we want the approval of the world instead of the approval of our Lord and our God, By following the world's advice, we have hurt our Heavenly Father. We love the world. Those temptations come to us in how we relate to the opposite gender. The world says, well, you can do anything you want with the opposite gender. Forget about those old mores of the Bible. You can do it all based on love. Of course, the world has a different standard of love than what God tells us in His Word. The world says you can determine when life begins. It doesn't begin in the womb. You can get rid of it if it's not convenient. And when life ends, well, you have to have quality of life. You can determine when that is to end, too. And when it comes to the role of men and women in the church or in the home, well, the world says there really are no roles. We obliterate those. But you know God's Word says something different. And every time we follow the dictates of the world or the advice of the world to get the world's approval, then we're hurting our Heavenly Father and we're really falling for the temptations of the devil. Satan's temptations have not changed, and they are no dream. They are very real. They come in many different forms, but nevertheless, they are very real. Satan is after us just as he once went after Jesus. And as we look at him here in our text doing his dirty work, there is one conclusion you and I have to draw. And that is that you and I by ourselves are no match for Satan. We are no match. But there's something else that I want you to see in this Bible incident. And let's turn away from how we many times cave into temptation and rather take a look at the end of our text. And look now with me at the wonderful ending here. God does what? His Son wins. And the holy angels rush in to refresh God's Son, certainly with encouragement of God the Heavenly Father. No longer is Jesus hungry. No longer does Jesus have to do battle, at least right now, with that demon from hell. No longer is he tempted. My friends, Satan's attacks are most real. But as we look at our Savior here at the end of the text, we also see that Satan's defeat is real. He can be defeated, and he was. But Jesus' battles with this arch enemy of yours and mine did not end here. It continued all the way to the cross. And there on the cross, Jesus had that final battle where he won. When he said, "It is finished." It is finished. The deed is done. Then the following Easter Sunday, the angels from heaven announced the great victory. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Yes, Satan is defeated. Sin is defeated. Hell is defeated. Jesus, God's Son, won. And therefore, Satan can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. Salvation is won for us, for all of us sinners. Temptations, they have not changed. But thank God, there is a way to win over that temptation, the way God's Son did, Jesus Christ, the way he gave to you and me. Jesus said no to temptation, but how did he do that? He did that with the Word of God, that same Word of God that you and I have in our possession today. That's what our Savior used to fight temptation and win. Jesus still stands beside us, and he says no to sin. He would urge you and I to do that. And use what? That ultimate weapon against sin. And that is God's living word. You can come up with all kinds of other things to try to fight Satan. You can try to shift your attention, try to focus your thoughts on different things, but really the only the word of God will work and will win. That's why your pastors in confirmation class told you memorize those Bible passages. That's why when you come here to chapel, we don't have addresses on philosophical thoughts. No, we have sermons that are based on God's word. That's why the hymns that we sing are based on God's word. It's to get you and me into that word of God so we're equipped to use it to fight Satan and temptation. And that is also why we have our Bethany Lutheran College, and we recognize today a number of people who've helped in equipping you with God's word. We are trying to help you be equipped with that weapon that God has given to us to fight Satan and win. It's no dream, Christians. The devil is real. His temptations are real. But he doesn't have to win. And he won't win when we learn and when we share and we use that word that he's giving us that is, as its center, the living word, Jesus Christ. Amen. Arise and receive the blessing. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ, your living Savior. Amen. Please turn to your hymn books once again to hymn 250, as we sing verses 3 and 4 thereof.
Please be seated. As Chaplain Molstad indicated earlier, today we recognize the landmark anniversaries of service of our employees of Bethany Lutheran College and Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary. Every time we do this and I take a look at the list, I marvel at the number of collective years of service. This year is no different. We have at least 150 years of collective service represented here by the people that we'll be recognizing. It's a real tribute to the mission of Bethany and the employees that support the mission that we have such loyalty and service among the people that work here. And it's a tribute to our students to be able to interact with them on a regular basis. And so it's a tremendous blessing that we're able to do this here today. We have for them a certificate suitable for framing, which reads as follows. Bethany Lutheran College, Mankato, Minnesota, in grateful recognition for service to Christ and His church, Bethany Lutheran College presents this token of appreciation with prayer of thanksgiving to, and then the name of the individual and the department that they're in, who has served Bethany for the past X number of years and then presented this day. In addition, there is a separate envelope present in the folder, which has something else that I think that the people that we're going to be recognizing might be a little more interested in, and that's a cash token that is connected to the years of service that that they're here. And so at this time, I would like to introduce Mr. Harold Tice, who is the Vice Chair of the Board of Regents, who will be working with me in distributing these this morning.
And I just want to take this opportunity to express my personal thanks to all of these people for their years of service and the thanks of the entire Board of Regents. They're getting these awards because they've been here for a number of years serving, because they love to serve. And for you as students, it's you that they really love to serve. So give them your deepest appreciation for the time that they have been here serving you and serving our institution in this very admirable way. So thank you very much to all of them. You can read the names.
So what I'd like to do now is to read the names and the department that they're currently in and the number of years of service. And we'd like you to come up to receive the award, and then please remain up here so that once we have everybody up here, we can collectively recognize you. Dr. Stephen Regals, Religious Studies and Communication, 25 years of service. Mrs. Joni Wiederhoft, Assistant to the Director of Financial Aid, 25 years of service. Professor Peter Bladel, Theater, 15 years of service. Mrs. Connie Gullickson, Payroll and Cult Specialist, 15 years of service. Dr. William Kessel, Anthropology, Sociology, and Religious Studies, 15 years of service. Mr. Don Westfall, Dean of Admissions and Director of Sports Information, 15 years of service. Mr. Jeff Haugen, Housekeeping. Mr. Ted Monty, Dean of Student Services, 10 years of service. Mrs. Kathy Peterson, Secretary for Admissions, 10 years of service. And Professor Rob Peipel, Head Coach, Men's Soccer and Physical Education. Please join us in recognizing this group for their years of service. And now, as your schedule permits, we invite you to join us for a reception for this group in the Great Room. Thank you.